Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Key.
What it do, baby?
Ooh. How you feeling this morning, Key?
Overrated.
Who's overrated?
When you have one loss and the fan base starts cheering at you, like, yeah, calm down.
You come in there ranked in the top five, they team like 28, and they beat you and Jay by 1 point, and now you overrated?
You guys stink. Not really.
You guys are the worst.
Not really. We don't really stink that bad.
Go back.
Go back to wherever.
Yeah, right? Hey, man, I done had some, them fans and something else. But I got clap back at the fans, though, for sure.
You have to.
The coldest one, I told a dude one time, Jay, he was talking crazy. Oh, you suck. You're overrated. You this. I said, go buy a program with my face on it, man.
Go buy a program with my face on it.
You know you gotta have something for them to come back.
I can see
New and Pat at games screaming overrated.
Key, let me ask you about that. So, like, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. On Get Up with Greeny, do you feel like what Draymond Green did after now listening to Joe Dumars, who is the one who handed down the suspension for Draymond for Game 3 of this round against Sacramento Kings, do you see that as detrimental to the league?
I don't see it as detrimental to
me
the league
either,
but I understand the packaging of everything, which means that there's three situations that they looked at and they put them all together. They packaged them up, put them together. And so with that, it outweighed what they probably should have done. And you can see that. You know, the taunting of the fans. This is not the first time. He's done it multiple times. And so they're looking at that. They're checking that box. The stomping down on Sabonis, they're checking that box. The 17 technicals, they're checking that box. And they probably shouldn't check all those boxes because one has nothing to do with the other. But that is the way that they're running, they want to run their business.
It's
so it's really nothing
judgment.
I can say or do, right, Jay?
It's poor judgment on the part of the league. Adam Silver Dumars, who's apparently.
Why is it poor judgment, though, Max?
It's poor judgment because when Draymond was suspended in 2016, it was perfectly fine. There's a rule in place. If you get this many tees, the next one is an automatic suspension. So Draymond knows what he's dealing with, right? By the way, it's like when you discipline your kids even, right? As a parent, you know. You have to have expectations. They have to know what to expect, and there needs to be an immediate consequence, right? So Draymond knew that because the authority was there. Draymond knew, one more tech, and I'm going to get suspended a game. LeBron baited him. He took the bait. Tough, Draymond. You're out of there. Oh, they wouldn't have, the Cavs wouldn't have won if not for that. That's part of it, Dre. You got to keep your head on your shoulders. This is totally different. There's no rule in place where the number of techs Dre had, the next one, he's got an automatic suspension. He can't, when the fans are screaming God knows what at him, he can't do a little WWE showmanship and, like, put his hand by his ear and go back at him a little? That's ridiculous. You're going to add that up with the – he already got ejected, which he deserved because he got two techs basically in the same play, one for the stomp, one for the jump off. Sabonis started it. He instigated by dangerously holding on to Dre's leg. And if you look at the video, by the way, Sabonis didn't let go of the leg. He held on to it. He put it into like a grip, and then he rolled, right? So when Draymond put his foot down, he didn't even necessarily know originally the expectation that Sabonis would – watch. Thought he was going to give him a little shot in the side. Look, he held on to it.
That's what I said.
He's trying to get his foot free, and then, you know what, take this with you. But whatever. He deserved to be ejected because he did the two things. He did that, and that wasn't enough for him. He also had to jump off him. Sorry, Dre, you're gone. But then to go back and say, you know what, because also we're not crazy about your past, and also the commissioner was there and you didn't show enough humility in that moment. You're suspended for a must-win playoff game at home? The defending champs?
I don't know that it has anything to do with the commissioner being there, Max. I don't think it has anything with the commissioner being there. Draymond Green doesn't know that the damn commissioner's there. He's playing basketball. You think they come in that locker room, hey, make sure you do this right.
But I think Joe Dumars knew.
Well, Kia Max, I just want to interrupt for one second. Let's perform the exercise that we think the NBA office performed, right? Because when we heard Joe talk about it, it was, hey, there were three acts here. The act itself, that was one point. Now, let's start off with the act itself. Do we feel like the punishment was warranted for the act itself within the game, during the game?
You mean the
technical
ejection.
Technical foul, yes, for Domantas Sabonis, yep, and then flagrant two ejection.
They got it right.
For Draymond Green. Key, are you in agreement with that?
I think both should have been ejected.
Okay, fine. But for the most part, even if you quibble about that, we feel like they got it right.
I think they got it right.
Okay. The conduct detrimental to the league is the second part that Joe Dumars talked about. Do you feel like the conduct after the act was detrimental to the league?
No.
Key?
I
just the
I
act itself.
I don't.
Individualize it. Don't take
I
it all as
don't,
one.
I don't believe so, but I don't know what their criteria of conduct detrimental to the league is. Is it he's getting ready to incite a riot with the fans? Like, well, what? I don't know what they're looking at.
Well, I would say this. I think that conduct helps the league because it helps Draymond Green become more of a villain that people don't like.
Well, in the malice
that's
at the palace, he didn't go in the
like.
Stands. He
that's didn't. What we don't like about certain personality traits, guys that are clapping back at the fans, engaging with the fans. Oh, it pisses off the – who cares? That's what shot.
Yeah, I don't know what they was looking at though, Jay. You know what I'm saying? To come to the conclusion that it was conduct detrimental
to
the league.
Let's listen to Dumars.
I don't know what they're looking at.
You want to listen to Dumars?
Yes.
NBA executive vice president, of course, Pistons champion, and a great player in his day.
Former Kings executive.
Former Kings executive. He explains the decision to suspend Draymond. Then I want to play you a couple other clips too, guys. Let's get into it. Here's the decision to suspend Draymond.
So, there was debate throughout the office all day on this. It wasn't a quick or easy or light decision. We understand the ramifications of a decision like this. Here's the thing. As I was saying to Adrian earlier when we were talking, it's like the act itself, okay, the we felt over the top and excessive. The conduct, detrimental. Some of the things that went on after the incident, and then also the repeat offender. We think in totality, you take all three of those things, and that's where you end up landing with a suspension. If you separate them out individually, maybe not, but if you put them all together, that's how you end up with, and that's how we came up with suspension.
So here's Dumars talking about, so he added it all up, meaning they all counted for something. To me, the talking back to fans counts for nothing, but we're going to get into this. Green, he says Draymond went overboard in his reaction to Sabonis grabbing his ankle. Listen to Dumars.
If he doesn't grab his ankle, we don't have this. Here's the thing. Grabbing an ankle is one thing, and the referees dealt with it on the court, right? And so we feel like that was enough, that they dealt with it on the court, technical foul, Golden State gets one free throw. You separate that out, and you go to Draymond now, and you go, okay, that was Sabonis' act. Now what was Draymond's act? And so when you separate them out, I'll say the three things that I said a little while before, the act itself, conduct detrimental, and repeat offender, that's where you end up landing with the suspension, and the other one is where you land up with the technical foul. So, of course, if he doesn't grab his ankle, we don't get here. But, the act itself, we thought was a little bit overboard, a little bit there.
So, okay. Wait, so he looks at the Draymond Green situation, and he takes that into totality. But the Domantas Sabonis and Draymond Green step on, he looks at those as separate acts. That's confusing. That's a little bit hypocritical.
So there's a lot there, and I want to play another piece of sound too, but Key, as Jay just points out, you know what bothers me about watching this in retrospect now? Watching that again? He got ejected, actually, not because there were two acts. He got ejected because he's Draymond. Because, in fact, Key, you're right. What Sabonis did was every bit as bad as what Draymond did, and Draymond was retaliating. And so if Sabonis only gets teed up, then Draymond should also only get teed up. But the reason he got tossed is because he's Draymond Green. You have already factored in his past to that ejection. Now you're going to factor it in again after the fact?
Well, of course the referees factored in he's Draymond Green. I mean, they have pre-game meetings, as you know, Jay, and they go over the game and they go over the roster and the players and who they're reffing against, and they tell them, oh, you know, this guy here's got 17 of them, and he, you know, he's bound to get another one, and we're not going to stand for that. No, that's not. What do you think, Chuck? No, if he does it, he's out of there. We're going to friggin' to him. He's gone. And he gave him the opportunity to do it.
Key, the point that nobody's made mention of yet over the last several days is one that I just want to give a round of applause to. And that's to the Sacramento Kings and Domantas Sabonis. Well done.
Yeah.
What incredible gamesmanship. From everything from the grab to the chest and rolling over, to even though he dunked the ball the next possession, to the leak of information to Woj and Shams.
The x-rays.
We're not sure if he's going to play.
Well, Dre got
x-rayed
too.
Round of applause to you, Sacramento Kings. Well done. Well done.
He could have saved a trip to the hospital. He doesn't know this, but Sabonis, Domantas, I have x-ray vision. Let me look at you.
Brilliant. We're not sure he's going to play in game three, but he played the rest of the game.
He's chest bumping dudes.
He aggravated it more by playing, Jay.
Oh, it's beautiful. Well done.
Joe Dumars, on the conversation he had with Draymond, this is
before
on,
or after?
Listen to this. This is on April 19th, the morning of April 19th.
And Draymond and I talked this morning. I have a relationship with him. We're irrespective of this, you know, it's someone, like I said, spent a lot of time at my house growing up. And so we had a conversation about this morning. Like, look, he's not happy with it. He disagrees with the decision. I completely and told him, totally understand that, but this is where we came out. And so, Dre and I know each other extremely well. We've had a lot of conversations about a lot of different things throughout his career, and this was just another one of them this morning that we had.
Jay, you noticed something about the comment Joe Dumars just made. So did I, something else. And Key, we're going to get into that coming up. People also want to talk about this. I thought we were going to talk about the Lakers' loss last night, but this is taking over. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776.
We don't talk about no Lakers' loss. We know we lost.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. So Joe Dumars, executive VP, NBA, punishes Draymond Green. We just heard the sound in the previous segment here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. And he said that he spoke to Draymond the morning after. So this is yesterday morning, Wednesday, the 19th of this month. This is Thursday, the 20th, as I say these words. Yesterday morning. And, Jay, you noticed something. About the timeline there.
I did. But before I get into this, Max, I heard...
Did you notice that Pat don't shower?
I heard something very disturbing during the break that I wanted to make you aware of, Max.
Yeah.
Pat doesn't shower. Pat Costello, who works with us here in the control room.
Okay. Wait, finish the sentence. Don't say I don't shower.
Just go back to Draymond. Maybe you don't shower. Maybe you don't shower at all. I don't. But is this correct that you don't shower once you get off plane rides? Pat?
My first priority when I get off a plane isn't to, like, find the nearest shower and get changed. No.
So, like, if you were to take a flight across the country, then when you get, like, to a hotel, you just lay in the bed automatically? You don't shower?
No.
Shower's not the first thing you do, is
disgusting.
It, Jay?
Disgusting.
No, it's
nasty.
Not. I'm sitting in the chair.
Shower's the second thing you do.
It's ridiculous, nasty, and it's disgusting. And the conversation came up because he said it was a conversation about flying across the country and coming to visit me. And I said the first thing that he's going to do is he's dropping his bags off and he's getting his nasty ass in the shower.
Yes.
You're not flopping down on my couch and walking around opening up my refrigerator and you're taking your shoes off at the front door. Period.
To that's, which that's I easy. Said, I'm not going to come visit then because
well,
then
you wouldn't be allowed in my house either.
Just nasty.
How about
man?
This one, guys? And I was so proud of my daughter for this one. We were going to watch a show together the other day. And I was like, you want to do it up? You could do it like in the bedroom, right? I got a bit, you know, comfortable. You lay back. She's like, I got my clothes, my street clothes on. I don't want to lay down. I'm like, ooh, that's right.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm so glad I raised you.
You don't lay down in your bed in your street clothes for 5 hours.
So wait.
Across the country, you don't walk through a nasty airport. You done touched all the handrails. You went in a nasty restroom. Like you done some just gross stuff.
Yep.
And you want to come and flop down on my
couch. So I'll wash my hands. I'm not. What do I need a whole new change of clothes for just because I was sitting
in
a chair?
Clothes.
Are you joking? There's recycled air. You're trapped with 100, 200 people in a box of recycled air for 6 hours.
You got to work in your
then
hygiene.
Then you're in an Uber or you're
so
wherever.
Gross.
Come on.
Do you even wear deodorant? Like, come on.
He doesn't even take showers in general.
Keys butler will come.
Now you guys
and
are,
he will bring you a change of clothes, put your clothes in the incinerator. He'll bring you a house robe, the whole thing. Slippers. What are you worried about?
Kale.
Yeah, you guys are just rich guys. That's what it is. You're just
like, made of kale. What are you talking
38
about?
Changes of clothes a day in my 900 towels so I can eat my kale salad.
We ask you for one shower a day, Pat. That's all we're asking for.
You should get at least two showers.
Pat has to use the water allotment of the day on his ramen.
You're going
to
go play hoops in the summertime and just come home and watch TV.
Yes. All right, no. If I'm doing that, I'm going to get in the shower.
What's the
but
difference
if
between flying across the damn country?
Because I'm sitting down. Oh, I'm just
sitting
in a chair.
Down. Things are sweating. Things
first
are hot
all,
and sticky.
First of all, Pat, it's
same
such
thing.
A pleasure when you get to your destination after a long flight and you go in the bathroom. I'm not saying the shower is the first thing you do. You take care of something else first. And then you get in the shower. That shower is such a pleasure after the flight, man. It just makes you feel good on top of everything else.
If I arrive at Keyshawn's door, it's like, Key, great to see you. And he goes, hey, great to see you, Pat. Get in the shower? No, I'm leaving.
No, that's not how he means it. He's not saying, he's saying
show
what's
me
up
the
and
shower. Show me the shower, and I hope you got some
show me the shower. What kind of soap
I'm not even allowed to sit down.
Got kale soap.
He's corralling me into the bathroom.
Avocado.
I'll say something else about L.A., though, Key. L.A., if you're a little germaphobe, L.A. exacerbates. It makes it worse because you don't really have to come into contact with that many people. So when I lived in L.A., it got to the point where it was like an OCD, afraid of like germs type thing. And when I got back to the East Coast, I got more normal again.
Oh,
but
my
it
whole
is true.
Family's like that, though. My sisters, brothers, my whole family's like
that. Yeah, because you're from L.A.
Yeah, we don't like nasty. We just don't. It's just gross. And Pat is gross. And
so I'll
Pat,
wash
do you agree
my hands.
That you're gross, Pat?
No, I don't agree that
Let's
I'm gross.
Let's put it to a vote. Yates, is Pat gross?
I could say he gross, but we're going to have to give my man some
more
shower.
No, but wait, hold on.
He showers like 98 times a day.
I got
gray skin.
But check
this out. So you go to the airport. You're going to sit on the bench while you wait at the ticket counter or whatever. Then you're going to get up. You're going to go on the escalator. You're going to go through the security. You're probably going to sit somewhere in some seating because you're going to get a drink or two. But you know how many butts have sat down prior to you in that same seat? Then you're going to get up. You're going to walk around.
Ugh.
You're going to sit down again. You may go to one of them nasty restrooms, okay? Then you're going to get on a plane that somebody has – who knows how many people have sat on those things.
By the way, from all over the world,
all
you're in an airport.
They haven't detailed those seats.
No.
So it's not like they cleaned them and sponged them and did anything.
Sponged them.
Then
who's
you go get up.
Sponging seats on planes.
Then you go get up. You're going to get into an Uber or a taxi or a car service that Lord knows how many people have sat in those seats. And then you're going to come to my house and think it's okay to flop down on my couch.
Next hey, pandemic, we already know who patient zero is going
to
be.
Key, I don't know where you've been sitting or where your kids have been sitting, so I can't trust that either. I'm going to need you to detail your house before I get there.
Detail the house.
My kids change clothes every time they come in and out the house for a long period of time. I'm just being
honest. Yeah, but Key, I would say that Pat is overboard in the wrong way in one direction, and you're a little overboard in the
you're
other.
You're gross too,
little
though,
bit.
Max.
No, I'm clean.
I don't think he's overboard.
I'm clean.
No, Max,
you just said every time
gross.
The kids come in, they change
question,
their clothes.
Max. When you walk the streets,
yeah.
Do you just come into your house with your clothes on and lay down in your bed?
No.
Okay.
I change right. I have house clothes.
Do you walk in? Yeah. Do you walk in off of New York City streets into your luxurious penthouse?
No, I take
my
shoes. I take my shoes off usually. Although if I'm in a rush to go in and out, it's not like a. But I don't have like carpet or rug everywhere. I got hardwood floors.
It still transfers. It does not matter. It's still transfer.
Yes, I prefer to walk around without shoes in the house. I do.
The matching hardwood floors in the
beans. That's a non-negotiable at my house. No shoes in the house.
Yeah.
No shoes.
Gross. Yeah. All right, sorry, man.
Pat also doesn't wear shoes. He can't afford them. But once he can afford them, he's going to wear them in the house. Isn't that right, Pat?
Just wash your hands, Pat.
I'll just get a PJ like you guys.
Yeah, I don't know why you don't do that.
Well, let me tell you about what – well, never mind.
You just get some kale chips, though. You'll be all right.
Here's what bothered me about the whole Joe Dumars situation. So he talks about having the conversation with Draymond, but yet they made the suspension before he had the conversation with Draymond. So don't you want to hear from the source? If you're hearing from Sacramento, don't you want to get a real account of what the retaliator actually went through, seeing that his foot was held? So like, if you're going to factor into everything, how do you not factor into account a conversation with Draymond before you make the decision?
Because I can't let Draymond sway my decision.
But you're not letting anybody. You're getting
all the information
from all the different sources before you make a decision.
That's
reasonable.
I don't need to get any verbal information because I can see it right there. I see what happened.
Let's see it again on ESPNU. Just watch this video for a sec, Key. Let's do the play-by-play. Watch this. Okay, so
he tries to drag down Klay Thompson well, by the way.
But hold on. Let's see the other angle now. Watch this. So he has his leg. Won't let go. He just lets go, and then he stomps on him. It's like he's trying to get his leg free, and he's saying, take that with you for not letting go of my leg.
No, I get that, but I don't need Draymond to explain that to me. I can see it.
So
I'm
don't,
watching the video.
Before you, so, but you so know what
Key,
I noticed, Jay?
So, Key, Allen Yates made a great point. On this video, he held on to Draymond's foot so hard that it literally raised his body up as Draymond was picking his leg up. That's how hard he held on to Draymond's leg.
Yeah, he had a lock.
His foot.
He had an MMA lock.
Think about that.
He could eventually really have hurt Draymond Green. I don't think a lot of people realize that when somebody has your ankle and you're trying to pull away from him, if he would have got a nice, a tighter grip, he could have twisted his ankle. He also could have damaged Draymond's knee.
Coming up, I want to tell you what I noticed. Something else I just picked up on from what Joe Dumars had to say.
What, the passing shower?
We should take some calls.
Well, that was
too.
Something else. And we got to take calls. People want to talk about this. 888-SAY-ESPN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Let me tell you what I heard here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max ESPN Radio. Key, in Joe Dumars talking about the punishment for Draymond Green, said, I have a relationship with Draymond. Now, he's been in my house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dre's from the area. From Michigan, right? Sometimes I think you have a tendency to come down a little bit harder if there is a pre-existing relationship. Number one, because you feel like you can't play favorites if you're an executive, right? Or if you're in a position where you're supposed to be neutral. And so sometimes you might go out of your way to not play favorites and then maybe go a little overboard in terms of the severity of the punishment. I think maybe that factored into it because I like it less and less the more I think about it, and I didn't like it to begin with.
Well, I think that, like I told you guys when this first happened, and you said, well, it wasn't like he was pre-warned or he knew or this, that, and the other. Most likely, a conversation occurred at some point in time that if you keep certain behavior up and you do certain things, you're going to be taken off the court. He said he's had multiple conversations with Draymond for many years, and I'm sure through those conversations, as a big brother, he was communicating with him and letting him know certain things that were occurring that could not anymore. And then Dre has this incident. So, of course, he took his relationship into consideration when he made this suspension, when he put the suspension down. He certainly took it in consideration. Because without actually knowing, I could say with certainty, he's probably had conversations with Dre about certain behavior in the league.
You make a good point based on what Dumar said. Bentley in Ohio, you're on KJM ESPN Radio. Bentley.
Or Cadillac, which one?
Yeah, Bentley, you don't start talking. We're going to go take rolls on the other line. What's up?
No, I'm here. I'm just letting you guys know. I listen to you guys every morning on the way. I take my daughter to school, so big up to you guys. But
yes,
my thing is, when are y'all going to start living in the real world where your past don't deal with your present? Like, in the corporate or the criminal world, when you do something in the past, it always has consequences.
It did. He got ejected. The other guy didn't get ejected. He did. He got ejected because he's Draymond Green. His past already got factored in.
So what I'm saying is he shouldn't have been suspended, but everything that he's done up until this point, that's what goes with his suspension.
Absolutely.
I don't like being punished twice for this. You know, I remember, I'm sure you remember the same thing, Key. Back in school, I'm a little kid, right? So I'm not going to do my homework because I was ADHD or whatever, right? But I'm smart enough to pass the test, right? But I might get a 70 on the test because I didn't do the homework. And then it comes time to give you the report card, and you get the 70 on the test, and they factor in whether or not you did your homework, and they take more points away. Oh, that showed up on the test already, guys. What are you talking about? You're getting punished twice for the same thing. Draymond Green already got punished for being Draymond Green. That's why he got kicked out of the game. Now, after the fact, you're going to say, and we're going to punish him for being Draymond Green because he has a past. Really? The other guy didn't get – the other guy was the instigator.
But
he didn't get ejected.
But the other guy does not have a pass, Max.
That's why he didn't get ejected. I get it. But so you're going to eject him and then also go back and suspend him?
Because the suspension comes with everything else. It comes with the incident after or while they were checking the monitors or whatever they were doing, and he was – agitating and being agitated with the fans and barking back at them. And on top of that, he's been technical 17 times. I mean, like, come on, man. At some point, we can't make excuses for why Draymond was suspended. He was suspended because of everything, not just one incident. When you go, as you know, Max, when you go in front of the judge is going to take into account your history.
But he shouldn't do it twice. I'm saying the judge just did it twice.
Doesn't
did it
matter.
Twice.
When you go in front of a judge and he gives you a year, and then you come back a couple months later for something different, he's taking it to account.
I get it, but
what he's going to do.
Understood, but this is for the same thing. Him and Sabonis, you were right. You convinced me. At first, I thought, Dre did two things. Sabonis only did one. Sabonis grabbed his ankle, but then Dre stomped him. That's 1-1. And then Dre jumped off him. That's 2-1. Dre's out. Sabonis stays in the game. But you're right, Key. The grabbing of the ankle and the lock on the ankle is more dangerous, and the punishment should be proportional. Both those guys, the same thing should have happened to them.
Yeah.
But it didn't. Draymond got ejected. And what I am saying is that's where his past came into play and hurt him. And Key, I'm okay with that. Dre, you know what? You got a pass, so you get ejected. The other guy stays in. But you can't then suspend him for the same thing.
But you also got to remember, though, Max, you have to understand. The referees control the game. The league controls the league.
So it bites them twice.
So the referees got him out of the game because that's their responsibility.
Yeah.
They can't suspend him. The refs can't suspend him because if they can suspend him, they would have suspended him a long time ago.
He wouldn't even play in the NBA.
He wouldn't even be in the NBA. So you got to think about that. If in fact he didn't get ejected, right?
Right.
Let's just say they gave him a fragrant one.
Mm-hmm.
The league could still come back and look at it and go, yeah, we're going to suspend him.
Yeah, I get it. I just think they should have taken into account the disproportional punishment during the game of Draymond in the first place. Adam in Virginia, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? Long time, first time. I hear what you're saying. I don't know if Draymond should have gotten everything that he got. Max, I do agree. If he's suspended or if he's ejected, does he need to be suspended? Do they take into consideration, and maybe Key can answer this, do they take into consideration, like in college football, you get targeting in the first half, you're suspended the rest of that game, that's time served, you play the next game. You're targeting in the second half. Does the league take into consideration that he's ejected in the fourth quarter? Well, that's not long enough.
Right. What about that, Key? Time served. You guys should get time served.
He served time
when he got kicked out of the game. Sabonis didn't get kicked out of the game. That's time served.
Yeah, but that's not the rule, man. They don't have that in the collective bargaining agreement.
They don't have this either, right? He wasn't on probation
That's why he got suspended.
I mean, it's within their right to suspend him. I'm saying, well, you've already made the point. We're covering old ground because you've already made
the
point.
You're covering old ground. I'm not covering it. I'm letting you do the talking.
Right, but what I'm saying is you already brought up the point that when Dumar says he's talked to Dre about this in the past, that's a pretty strong signal that Dre was on a kind of unofficial probation.
How many times we talk to you about doing stuff and you repeat it over and over even though we already told you don't?
Ryan in Pennsylvania. You're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing? You guys have the best show on ESPN, by the way. Totally agree. I think Sabonis should have been thrown out as well of that game. And I want to bring up Jay's point about the detrimental to the league. I was curious why, you know, it to me kind of compares to Antonio Brown. When he lost his head on the sideline and went running off of the field, you know, flipping off the fans, was kind of a big deal. But then Draymond is sitting there, you know, yelling expletives to the fans, and that doesn't seem to be a big deal.
Antonio Brown never played again. Draymond Green got about five more years of NBA left in him. It's a huge difference. Huge difference. Antonio Brown, that was totally different. He hurt his team, left the field, the whole deal, never to see a football field again.
I will say one thing about this, Key. On the surface, I'm the type to say, wait a minute. If fans are cursing out a player, player's going to curse out fans. What's the difference?
Most likely.
But there is a difference, which is, one, the fan is spending money to be in their recreational time at a place. This is their leisure time. They've chosen to view this, right, as entertainment. And the other, the player, has a professional code of conduct he's expected to adhere to because he is in his place of business. He is at work. The fans are not at work. So there is a difference there. From what I saw, I didn't see Draymond do anything so bad should be added on to what he did to suspend him. By the way, in game three of the playoffs for defending champs, we're down 0-2 and going home.
He's a repeat offender multiple times over. That's the issue. The issue is, he continues to do certain things.
You know all kinds of stuff like repeat offender, recidivism. He knows all has certain vocabulary. He knows very well.
But yeah, when you were adolescent and you've been in front of judges as a kid, you retain some of that information so your ass don't wind up back in front of the judges.
COs, watch your weapons. Have you ever seen that one? All right. Did the NBA get it right? 888-SAY-ESPN, the Draymond Green suspension. And look who's back. Jay does shows in the middle of our show.
I'm back. What'd I miss?
And he has on a suit coat.
Do we take any blazer. Calls?
He must have went to one of those get-up shows or something.
Damn.
I turned up to 71.
Oh, come on. 71 degrees.
It was on 62 when I walked in this morning.
No wonder I was so comfortable all morning.
Your jacket looks rather large, though.
Yeah, it's big. That's not yours.
That's not yours.
No, it's fitted.
Let me see.
Keith, why do you say
it's fitted to a larger man?
No, it's fitted.
Let me see.
Let me see.
No, there's a little room in there, Jay. No,
yeah, there's room inside. I can put my hand right. The breastplate, I can slide my hand right in there. Yeah, that's too big.
I just don't like the cut of the jacket. I think it maybe fit. All right. Listen, 888-SAY-ESPN. Someone wants to correct me, by the way, coming up on who you look like from the movie Belly in that picture, that Mel Kiper mashup with you and Mel Kiper.
I'm going to go to HR because I feel very attacked.
Yes, it might be a good idea. KJM ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Pete in Connecticut has something to say, guys.
Is that McConville?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Pete?
How y'all doing today?
What's good?
What's going on? Yeah, I love the reference to Belly, but you got to get the state and city right, Max. It was Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, it was Omaha. You're right. It was Nebraska. I don't know why I thought Cleveland. You're 100% right. It was Omaha.
Big head Rico, but just
it was Rico. That's about, right. Rico.
That's right. That's right. And Draymond, when you know better, you do better. Like, he didn't succeed against LeBron and Cleveland that time because he literally swiped at LeBron and got suspended for that. He didn't even touch him. So he's got to get better at that. He's got to know, listen, they're going to play you on that, and now you're gone for game three. Hopefully they'll pull it out. You know, so, hey, Jay Will.
What up, baby?
We got our 25th anniversary for our Pro-Am League out here in Connecticut. I need you to come to our Legends game. We're trying to get Ray Allen, Marcus Camby, Vin Baker, all of the guys that played throughout the 25 years out here in CT. It's like our version of the Rucker. So I need you and your skill set out here, brother.
Well, the born supremacy.
I come coach. I ain't playing now, but I'll come coach. Where come is it going to be at?
It's going to be in West Hartford St. Joseph's College this summer. So, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm in for that.
Plug into the website.
Yeah, I'm in for that. I'm
I
down with that.
You know how you get it in, brother.
All right, baby.
Man, Pete, you better find you better find another coach.
What do you mean? if Big Ray playing, you got to get KO. You get KO playing. You get, yeah, man. I'll go out there.
I heard they had Patrick Ewing as the coach, but now.
Yes, sir. We're going to get all these guys out there, so we'd love to have you, brother.
Here, let me give you Jay's number real quick. Hold on.
Come on, man.
So you can get
Patrick Ewing was going to coach the team, but Jay had this guy call in and ask for him.
Patrick, just hit me on DM. I got you.
Oh, you don't want me to get the number out?
Thank you, my brother.
Pete, I'm sorry.
I was going to get the number out, Jay. Yeah.
Why don't you play, Jay?
We'll hit you on the DM, brother.
All right, man. All right, Pete.
Come on, Supremacy. Why don't you play?
Man, that was like 10 years ago.
If someone ever called me born supremacy.
You don't want me to give the number out, right, man. I won't get a number out.
Last time I played was with Key and I. And, well, you.
And me.
Well, you didn't.
We really, won, guys. We really, won.
You didn't play. You missed.
We won.
You had one job. You missed the free throw.
We won.
You took 30 minutes to shoot a free throw.
I did it with my eyes closed. Let's not take credit and point fingers. We're a team.
Yeah, you just like an owner.
That's all right. Billionaire? Would love it. Phil in Virginia Beach, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning. Love you guys. Hey, I got a question for Jay in regards to injury report. How much can a team embellish? Like, do they got to send proof of somebody's injury? Like, the Kings know that the NBA is making a decision, and they may base it on if the other guy plays. Oh, he's got a chest contusion, and we're not sure he's going to, like, I don't know if the NFL is the same key, but how does that work? How much can they actually, like, how much room do they have to actually, you know, make something up?
Well, they don't really divulge anything. Like, it could be like upper body. It doesn't have to be specificity involved in it, right? So, like, a chest contusion could be like you can have a bruise. You can have like barely a bruise. Like, that is a contusion. There are levels of contusion. And they don't need to detail that out specifically. So they can be generic.
Yeah, they can be as generic as they want to be. They're not going to tell you specific injury exactly where. They just say on his hand.
By the way, and then Dre got an X-ray too. They both got X-rays. Come on,
well, that's the thing, though. But the beautiful thing is, like, all they have to do is say, "Hey, DeMontis, we're going to send you in for an X-ray," and like, you get a legitimate X-ray.
Let me say this too, Jay. Let me say this.
Games machine.
If DeMontis Sabonis misses Game,
he's not missing Game 3 tonight.
But if he does, I will apologize. I stand corrected. It's wrong to speculate. I'm not in his body. I get it. All the whole thing. However, it is my strong belief that it is a ridiculous proposition to even think he's going to miss Game 3.
No.
And that this was done to extract more of a punishment from the league for Golden State, and it worked.
That's why I gave them a round
of
applause.
What if he does miss, though?
That's what I'm saying. I will apologize. But I will stand corrected.
He played the rest of the game.
Well, it could be a lingering effect, just like Max was talking about with AD's arm. You know, he played the rest of the game.
The adrenaline wears off.
I can't with either one of you.
But that's what Max said.
The adrenaline wears off.
Yeah, see, Max said that, not me.
That's right.
Man, DeMontis Sabonis is one of the most physical dudes in this series. He's the one initiating all the contact, pretty much. Like, and they're going at him too, like, which they should, but I mean, that's what basketball is. That's why I'm like, you know, and also, I know J.J. Redick was on
basketball
First Take
so
yesterday
tall.
Talking about, you know, hindering movements and things of that sort, and Golden State not getting the calls. Can we just stop? Golden State has gotten calls before in the past, okay? Like, I've seen them win games when the game has been extremely physical. Play through contact. I don't want to hear people talk about excuses. If Golden State were defending, which they haven't been doing, Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox have been exposing them off the dribble, this would be a different scenario. Like, we're not talking about something or exposing something that has not been known throughout the course of the season about some of their issues on the road.
And it'll be interesting to see the Golden State's at home now, though. We know what their record is on the road and how poor they play on the road. Now they're at home. It'll be interesting to see. What is it? Is it the Tart? What's the name of their stadium? Chase Center?
Chase Center, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the Chase Center brings to the table.
Do or die right now, man. You go down 0-3, it's a wrap.
Yeah, but I don't know that they're going to go down 0-3.
I understand, but the chances went up that they do when Draymond was suspended for the game. I mean, could you imagine if they lose this game close, Key? And the problem is the Sacramento offense is clicking too well.
Well, then all Sacramento got to do is grab one at the crib, and they good.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, the fact that it could be decided.
One more at the
because
crib.
The defending champions, maybe in their last dance, maybe. The defending champs down 0-2 have to go home without their best defender because of some BS? Come on, guys.
Take a shower.
Do NFL teams care about running backs? Oh, the poor running backs. Saquon Barkley could only throw. He'd be looking at $200 million, $190 million right now. But he can't. Do NFL teams care about running backs? See, guys, I can only repeat that so many times, but I left an awkward amount of time in the segment. So I have to just keep saying that.
Well,
there's not quite enough.
You need
time
more
to take
clock
a call.
Management.
I know bad clock management. Like,
Mike Draymond, like where is your
like
awareness?
Mike McCarthy over here?
Like, enough time to take a shower before break.
Yeah, got plenty of time to take a shower. 888
say ESPN. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.